Philadelphia in the last year or so has gotten a reputation for being the place where we do great obscure location performance, and especially opera. Opera Philly has just launched a series. I'm guessing that this is not a copycat, that this came from somewhere else. What was the genesis of this project?
My brother and I were involved in an audio installation here. You'll notice the speakers we set up in each corner.
Right.
A 15-minute ambient piece that the Waterworks were interested in as sort of a feature of event that they were hosting. As we were presenting that, someone mentioned I could see live music down here, and then the word opera was thrown out. And literally a couple days later, you know, I reached out to my friend, my collaborator, and it really came together pretty quickly in a pretty natural way.
I don't know if you can hear it, but I can hear it through headphones. It's a bright room, but there's an ambient hum coming from the highway right across the river. How much of a disadvantage is that going to be, or will you even hear it, do you think?
Well, I think part of the nature of this performance is that the performance space is very atypical to begin with. So obviously there's things that are going to be vastly different from a concert hall experience. So it's all part of the mix, and it's going to, hopefully every aspect of it will just enrich the magic of the performance and the setting in general.
Before we started recording, we talked about the fact that this is more of a cantata than an opera because it doesn't have a very obvious storyline, and we joked about the fact that, you know, it's not unusual in opera. Give us a sense of musically what it is. Are we going to hear a classical experience? Are we going to hear a tonal? What sort of music? What's the narrative such as it is?
Well, the piece is it's in four movements. And three of the movements, well, all four of them are based on waterways in the area. The first three being tributaries of the Schuylkill, where the name of the piece comes from, and the fourth movement being a representation of the Schuylkill itself. So the first three movements will have text and will be character pieces where the characters are people involved with each of the tributaries. And then they'll come together to form the Schuylkill in the fourth movement.
So people, when you say people, do you mean friends of the Wissahickon, or is there somebody representing the Wissahickon, for instance?
No, they're fictional characters that would have interacted with the rivers at some point in history, ranging from the 17th century to the 20th century. They're fictional characters, though.
So was that the starting concept? Because obviously, how much did the location dictate what this was going to be?
Plenty. There weren't many guidelines given to us other than just a site-specific performance inspired by the surroundings, which happened to be water, and the uses of the building. I think that was part of the initial conversation, and we had a few lists of ideas, and tributaries really made sense, and we could see it break down into the four separate movements converging into the final movement, the Schuylkill, which is right outside the window there.
And I guess a lot of the preservation of those tributaries can be attributed, if you pardon the pun, to the existence of this waterworks, because the land upstream was kept clean so that the water serving Philadelphia through this waterworks would be clean as well. What should we be expecting musically? You say an orchestra. How big? I mean, we're not going to have a symphony orchestra in here,
no,
or even a pit orchestra.
Certainly not. Well, in some sense, it is a tiny pit orchestra.
Well, it is indeed,
because
the pool is actually three pits, effectively,
yeah.
Right?
But it's a tonal work, somewhat minimalist in style. American tonal music is really my wellspring, I suppose. Aaron Copland, Steve Reich, those types of composers. But that said, the singing style will be more operatic. But it's a small group. I think it's 11 musicians altogether, including the singers. Mm-hmm. Heavy on the horns. We decided, because of the nature of the space, to forego strings altogether. So it'll be brass and winds, percussion, keyboards, and guitar, and the three vocalists.
And we're not talking about something that sounds like Puccini here.
No. It's hard to find an accurate reference point in the canon to say what exactly it would sound like. But I would say a more lyrical minimalist piece, or a little bit more minimalism, but with a little more movement, I guess.
The location does give you a huge bunch of advantages, because we're standing and we're looking out onto the river. This place was closed eventually because it was flooded in 1972. And there's almost a sense of foreboding that if things didn't quite go according to plan, that we could be swimming our way out of here.
And become one of the characters of the
right.
of the fifth dreadful movement, yes.
How much are you relying on the reaction of people? Because most people haven't been down here, and there is a wow moment when you walk through the doors here. How much do you think that's going to contribute to the
performance? Quite a bit, and we talked about that right off the bat, was I think the juxtaposition of the space and the style of performance, the style of work, are going to contribute to, like you said, the wow factor. Yeah, I think you think opera, and maybe you think, you know, plush curtains and nice seating and tuxedos, and this simply won't be the case. And I think that will contribute to a pretty atypical but special evening. Yeah.
And the location is special. Tell us a little bit about the staging then and the lighting, because it's clearly you can make it even more so. We're here during the daytime, and it's, you know, it's a dusty old building. It's not going to feel that way on the night, right?
Correct. We're going to be curtains, if you will, rise at just around sunset. So it'll add another dramatic factor to the setting.
There was talks at some point of staging. What are we going to, you know, consider with that? And building a stage of some sort. And we realized the space itself is pretty much equipped for what we need, in that this first section is, in fact, the orchestra pit. And the staging itself is built around the ledge of the pool. So which is split into three essential platforms.
Which all back onto the, you can see the river in the background.
The river in the background and the drama of the windows.
No projections needed then.
No projections needed at all. So the different singers, the different movements will take place in each corner of the room, kind of maximizing, you know, the vastness of the space itself.
What does success look like for this?
That's a good question.
I mean, I'm guessing bodies in here on the night would be
sure,
a start, right?
Sure.
I mean, for me as a musician, it's just having the music come off well. It's obviously going to be a very unique and challenging room to work in. And I think just giving the audience a moment and letting them sink into a moment that they can remember is really what success would look like.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.